علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam basically comes out and draws out his strategy and his plan for reform in the Islamic Ummah. And he tells the people that, O people, you have come back to square one. You have returned back to your old ways. The same problems that were there before the coming of the Prophet ﷺ have returned back to you. You have become unprincipled. The principles of humanity, of human life, the principle of the value of a human soul has gone away from you, such that your caliph today is ready to fool people, to take away their, to kind of create disunity amongst the people, to choose a group of people and give them privilege above others, while they don't deserve that privilege, just because they are some family relatives or they enjoy some level of influence and affluence. So this has become the criterion now. That means that, O people, you have returned back to your old ways of ignorance. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam, before he can take forward this ship, he needs to first, you know, block those big, big holes that have been carved within it so that this ship of Islam can go ahead properly and change its direction to the direction which is correct.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a situation whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam now wants to draw out a strategy about an Islamic Ummah that, according to him, has now become a wreck. It has become destroyed. It needs to be built. A society that is hollow from inside. And now Imam Ali alayhi salam has to kind of rebuild this wreckage one by one, step by step. He needs to take critical steps. He needs to take a very strong approach, an approach that will revitalize this Islamic Ummah that has gone back to the old days, which has turned into ashes now. But from the ashes of this destruction, he needs to build back a community of strength. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَهُ بِالْحَقِّ. How am I going to build up this society. He swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He swears by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent by God with truth. You know, now here he's kind of telling the people, look, the criterion for me is truth. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَهُ بِالْحَقِّ لَتُبَلْبَلُنَّ بَلْبَلَةً. So now what does this mean? It means that you will be shaken. You will be rattled seriously. There will be a very serious unsettling that is going to happen. There will be some shaking that you have never seen in your life. You who have been sleeping, who feel that you deserve now to be served by the Islamic Ummah, you want to rest and enjoy, who feel that you have a right over Islam, or governors, or commanders, or veterans who have now just reclined in their seats and enjoying life and climbing on the blood and the sweat of the weak and the poor people, who want to just sleep and rest and enjoy, who are just holding on to positions that they don't deserve. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, I will definitely rattle you. You will be rattled, you will be shaken. So look what Imam Ali alayhi salam is doing. He is like giving that, and that is why those guys, they really ran away from you. They were really scared. Some of them came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they tried to, you know, find a way out from this situation, but Imam Ali alayhi salam was very serious.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a situation that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my strategy will be first to rattle some people, rattle the society, shake the very core of the Islamic Ummah. You know, rattle the pillars in a way that, in a way that now the Ummah should come back to its original state. ذِمَّتِ بِمَا أَقُولُ رَهِينَ. I am going to do it. You will be shaken. By who? Imam Ali alayhi salam saying, I will do that shaking. Don't think it will be Muawiyah who will do that. I will do it. Some people are of the opinion that Imam Ali said that, but he meant that because of the steps he will take, Muawiyah will hit the Islamic Ummah, he will fight against Imam Ali, and then there will be a shaking and there will be a severe rattling. No, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I will do that. I will shuffle those lives. I will rattle the standards that you have misused. I will cause a shaking to those people who have made use of the people's ignorance to gain wealth and to become affluent. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. وَلَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً. Imam Ali alayhi salam then promises another. It says, the first strategy will be to cause that shaking. That means those people who are asleep, those pillars of the Islamic Ummah will be shaken, so that people are awoken, so that those people that were asleep, who thought that they can now go along with their lives and they can, you know, just make use and misuse the Islamic properties and do whatever they want, they will be severely shaken. They will be not left alone. And then he goes on to say, لَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً. That means you will be sieved. You will be sieved seriously. All of you will have to pass through the filter. You will be filtered in a way that you have never been filtered ever in your life. So this is the second strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, inshallah. We shall continue and talk about it in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه